which in those days was like the end of the world. And so I was on the next, I think in a day or two, I was on the next plane to Australia to get away from Sonny King. So I can't see myself running away from somebody I was going to marry.
Do you want to hear what the newspaper had to say?
No.
No?
Not really.
I think it's got everything backwards.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Which one was it?
The Sunday Telegraph in Sydney.
Oh, really?
February 1962. But apparently you were chasing Sonny, and he's trying to let you down easily.
What? He was trying to let me down?
Yes, he was trying to get away from you.
Oh, God. Because
it said that you claimed that you would marry him within a week, and this is the beginning of February. King sends a telegram to the press denying it. When you saw the telegram, you said, "That's not what Sonny's been saying to me. He's been asking me to marry him for the past 6 months. In fact, he's waiting for me in Las Vegas now. He expected me back today."
He's been asking me to marry him for about 4 years.
Ah.
Yeah.
And,
I wasn't going to go that route.
Peter Freeman, one of Lee Gordon's managers who accompanied Sabrina from Melbourne, said, "I saw the cable from King asking Sabrina to return to the United States this weekend and saying, 'Divorce settlement finalised, let's get married.' I think Sabrina sort of let the cat out of the bag with her announcement on Friday night, and that embarrassed Sonny a little because he's still arranging a marriage settlement after his divorce has gone through." So it seems like there's all sorts of strange journalists doing strange things.
It's probably, if you analyze it, maybe his divorce hadn't gone through.
Seems like
it. And he was, like, making a settlement, I don't know.
Might have been embarrassing for
arranging
that.
A settlement or something with his wife.
He
had several children. But anyway,
2 weeks later, the story goes on. Big headline, "I'm through with Sonny." Interviewed at her Sydney hotel, Sabrina said there was no love, nothing in her life. And she produced a cablegram from Sonny. It read, "Engagement confirmed, come home immediately, Sonny."
Really?
And then you're photographed with the cablegram with the heading, "No love, no nothing."
Well, I think that sums it up, doesn't it?
It was all a bit strange.
Well, at least I did have the evidence, didn't I?
And then the next thing on record is in April, when you leave Australia.
His is all verbal. His is verbal.
In April 62... blonde showgirl Sabrina stormed out of Sydney yesterday, declaring that she never wants to see Australia again. You left for San Francisco angry and broke.
I've been to San Francisco once, and that was for dinner.
So maybe they got your destination wrong. So it said that the plane ticket cost me my last cent, she said. I've been out of work in Sydney for almost 2 months.
What?
It said you've been...
Can you believe that?
No, I just record what I can find.
Uh-huh.
I've got a note there saying that it's unsure whether you went to Las Vegas or San Francisco. No. But all of these...
I don't know.
Australian newspapers aren't that accurate at times.
Obviously not.
Now, this is the bit that we start running out of information. In 1962, you do go to Las Vegas and you appear in the Folies Bergère show.
What?
The Folies Bergère? President Folies Burlesque.
Oh, no. I started in it with Patrice Wymore, who was married to Errol Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry North in that show, a show called Showgirls.
Right.
And we appeared in, also in, at the Riverside Hotel in Reno, and Lake Tahoe,
Right.
And that's where that's when I met Fanny King. So everything's a bit backwards.
Well, yeah, this says 62, Las Vegas, appearing in Folies Bergère. So
Folies Bergère.
Which is would be a copy of a French.
That was Showgirl.
Right.
62.
I'll sort that out then.
Because I think we did that for a year. We toured Houston and St. Louis. We went, and then I did theater. I did some play, you know, with the Life of a Simple Man.
Yeah.
And
from your scrapbook that you sent me.
Yeah.
That was good. A lot of great information in that. Pajama Tops.
Oh, that was a trashy thing, but it was the first play I'd ever done. And a friend of mine said, well, you should do it, at least to get some experience of stage work, you know?
Right.
So that was the first stage play I ever did.
Did you enjoy that?
Long.
Did you enjoy that?
Well, you know, it was... I can't say I enjoyed it. It was just a bit of fluff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And June Wilkinson, of course, enjoyed that because she made a lot of it, the fact that she had been doing it for years. But she seems to forget that they'd asked me, you know, for years, hi, Stephen, Mark's on the phone from Australia.
Oh, is he? Oh, excellent.
Yeah, he was thinking about you yesterday.
Right. Well, I might finish up there then, because we've been going for nearly 2 hours.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Okay, well, I'll leave it there, and I'll get back in touch with you maybe a week or so after I get this sorted out. I hope you stay happy and well.
I'm ready.
And if you maybe have a look at your scrapbooks and find one that you'd like to talk me through.
Well, I've got it. I'm looking at it. I've been looking at it for 6 months. And I had it all completed and just ready to put in a box, you know, and send it. And then what I did is I thought, oh, I'll try to make it more compact, you know, and by doing that, I kind of half undid it. So I'm kind of annoyed at myself. And now I'm all mixed up with it. Not really all mixed up, because it's almost 9/10 of the almost completed, you know.
Good. And if you've got any dates and times and things... that makes it really useful.
I usually cut the dates off. And who am I trying to kid, myself, I guess, when you put my bloody birth certificate in the paper?
Sorry about that.
Yeah. And please take some of those nudes out.
I think there's only one there, but I'll take it out if you want me to.
No, there isn't. Well, I don't know.
I think there's only one.
Well, one's too many.
Okay. I'll take him out then. You have fun.
All right, and I'll send you the book then.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.